Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
From ClickSuasion Labs, this is Crystal Sutterlin, and welcome to part one of the Behavioral Fundraising Series. During the next 3 episodes, we are going to share how behavioral science and neuromarketing is applied to fundraising. Behavioral science and neuromarketing could be applied to nonprofit fundraising, political donations, investor relations, and traditional sales-based transactions. Similar to everything we do at the lab, the application of psychology to fundraising must be actionable, relevant, and sustainable. There are many behavioral constructs that influence how people act. During today's episode, we will discuss social norms, commitment, and the credible messenger. The average American views 30,000 brand impressions and 5,000 advertisements each day. That's a lot of options. Beyond those ads, there are 1.5 million nonprofits in the United States, and all of them would love to have your hard-earned dollar. First up, social norms. People's behavior tends to follow that of the crowd or what others around them are doing. As we often say at the lab, the most persuasive thing you can do is show that other people are doing it too. You can influence people's actions by letting them know that others are taking those same actions. Social norms are all around us and have been used to guide many types of behaviors. From saving energy to reducing risky behavior, people adjust their actions to stay in line with their peers. Nonprofits should be aware of how social dynamics influence their donor behavior. From online and digital features that allow donors to showcase their support, to recognition of high-end donors. During live auctions at galas, there are many ways that charities can build support for their cause using social norms. Let's talk about the nonprofit call center. Operators are waiting. To create an expectation that many people were donating to its organization, a nonprofit revised the call to action on its TV ad from "Operators are waiting, please call now," to "If operators are busy, please call again." The message is reframed from the perception of "no one is available" to "other people are donating." Social norms were applied to energy usage in San Marcos, California. Residents were told how much energy they used in relation to others in the neighborhood. Those using more reduced their consumption. Those using less increased their consumption. People are drawn to the average. However, the addition of a smiley face to the message of those who used less energy resulted in a smaller increase in usage, which reduced the draw to the average. Beyond reducing energy usage, we could leave a charitable legacy. In the United Kingdom, 35% of people said they want to leave a legacy to a charity, yet only 7% of wills contained a contribution to a charity. During a study, 3 different groups of people were offered free assistance in drafting a will. The group that made mention of the ability to leave charitable gifts in a will made the most gifts, which doubled the average gift amount compared with the groups that had no mention of charitable giving. When no mention of charitable giving was present, 4.9% of people gave a gift, and the average gift amount was $3,300. When people were asked, "Would you like to leave money to a charity in your will?" 10.8% of people gave a gift, and the average gift amount was $3,100. However, when asked, "Many of our customers like to leave money to a charity in their will. Are there any causes you are passionate about?" 15.4% of people gave a gift, and the average amount was $6,661. Next up, commitment. Before we dive into commitment, these 3 behavioral fundraising tactics, plus 43 others, can be accessed through the Actionology Fundraising Pack. 50 total cards that provide tactics for applying behavioral science to fundraising. Your deck is waiting for you at clicksuasion.com/cards. That's CLICKSUASION.com/CARDS. Commitment. Potential voters who are asked to make a prediction about whether they would vote or not and to give their reason yielded a turnout rate that was 25% higher than those who were not asked, 86.7% versus 61.5%. People want to act in a way that is consistent with their public statements and beliefs about themselves. When a person makes a public statement about an action or contribution, they are more likely to follow through with that act. For example, a child welfare organization achieved an increase in donations by connecting their donor's identity as a loving person. Before asking for the contribution, they asked donors to list three people they know or love. The organization received average donations of $20. After asking these questions, the average donation increased to $24. Lastly, the credible messenger or the influencer. Beyond the Card Deck, Clicksuasion Labs, in partnership with Actionology, is hosting a series of behavioral fundraising workshops. For locations and dates, visit clicksuasion.com/attend. That's CLICKSUASION.com/ATTEND. The best person to deliver your message is the one who is most believed by the recipient. Deliver your message through someone your donors trust. Trust is one of the most salient constructs we discuss at the lab. Typically, nonprofits appeal to donors with solicitation letters written by someone from the organization. Is that person the most credible and convincing one? Consider who else might be effective in motivating your donors to give. People are more likely to believe their peers or others who have experienced a service, which is why social media, Yelp, and other social rating systems are so powerful and influential. Nonprofits use this concept in peer-to-peer fundraising and often neglect it when it comes to direct appeals. Fundraising letters from people donors can relate to, in some way, can be more effective in raising money. At Habitat for Humanity, they use celebrities to appeal to their donors. These can be perceived as removed from the organization's mission. However, for 35 years, President Jimmy Carter and his wife have worked alongside volunteers for Habitat for Humanity, helping build, renovate, or repair homes, garnering respect from donors as celebrities who walk the talk. At a justice center in the United States, how do you appeal to young adults who are at risk for involvement in the criminal justice system? It's not through probation officers. The Credible Messenger Justice Center in New York City trains ex-convicts who have transformed their lives to be mentors to these young adults, sharing their experiences in a way that young adults can relate to, since they share a similar background, culture, and language. In a similar scenario, the Commonwealth of Virginia wanted to prepare foster teens for life they faced after they age out of the foster care system. Instead of having the message come from authority figures in the foster system, who are not highly regarded by these teens, videos from young adults who had recently aged out were used to deliver the message. This is part one of the three-part behavioral fundraising series. Research was completed by team members at Clicksuasion Labs, Actionology, Red Rooster Group, and several partner organizations. For Behavioral Science News, this is Crystal Sutherland, Clicksuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Thanks for listening to Clicksuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at clicksuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @clicksuasion.